It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101 in our Medical News of the Week segment. An interesting study has come out. Stroke has actually been declining in the elderly, but some alarming statistics have shown that it's on the rise in younger people. My next guest is a frequent guest of the show, Dr. Angelique Campin. She's a clinical instructor of emergency medicine at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center and the medical director of the emergency department at Providence St. Joe's Medical Center. So welcome, Dr. Campin. Thanks for being back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, this I thought was interesting because the statistic that I saw was 10% of the 800,000. So the actual numbers might not be bigger than the elderly, but the trend is, right? So 10% of the 800,000 stroke victims in America are younger than 50 years old. I mean, that sounds
exactly
terrible.
Exactly. Stroke used to be thought of as a disease of the elderly, but we are finding more and more that it's being diagnosed in people under the age of 50, and there's a few different reasons for that. Number one is our increased vigilance and being able to identify these complaints as strokes, whereas maybe before they were still occurring but had been misdiagnosed, but now with stroke centers around the country and a higher vigilance looking for stroke and identifying it earlier, people who may have been diagnosed in the past with migraine or even anxiety are being found to truly have had a stroke or a TIA, a pre-stroke.
But I was going to ask, so with migraine, I mean, I don't think any of us can forget a couple years ago a young reporter was on the air trying to give a stand-up talk at one of the award shows, and she couldn't get her words out, and it was coming out jumbled. And we will, in a minute, I'll ask you what are the signs of a stroke. And what was interesting is afterwards she did tell people that she ended up getting checked out. She waited until a day, like she wouldn't go to the hospital that night. But that is a confusing thing because a migraine is a type of headache that happens related to blood vessels in the head, which makes you wonder about stroke, right?
Correct. It's the same physiology that contributes to a stroke. It's the lack of blood flow to a certain part of your brain. And very important to act on those symptoms right away. But like I said in the past, because people weren't paying attention to strokes actually occurring in the younger population, people weren't even considering that in their diagnosis and would diagnose people with migraines, whereas there really was an underlying condition. Unfortunately, though, the health of our population is declining, and we're seeing more chronic disease at younger age with increase in obesity. We're seeing younger people with diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol. These are all the big risk factors for stroke. And so as people are developing those illnesses earlier in life, they're developing strokes earlier in life as well.
Yeah, I wondered when we were going to start to see that surge, because if kids at the age of 10 and 12 are coming down with type 2 diabetes, and, you know, I always imagined when it first came onto the scene, I'm probably much older than you, and it was unheard of at the time, you know, kids didn't have type 2, and now with this obesity epidemic, we're seeing it, and I wondered, how long is it going to take before we see, 20-year-olds clutching their chest, passing out, and having massive heart attacks and things, and I think stroke goes right along with that.
It's here already. We're seeing it now. We are seeing young people suffering from diseases that used to just occur in the old age, where we would think a lifetime of bad habits would give you these diseases, but it's happening younger and younger.
Yeah, and it's really tragic. So the feeling with a stroke is there are things that you can do now. So it's sort of, you should think of it as a brain attack, right? And treat it accordingly.
Exactly. If you have any concern, and I'll go over the signs and the symptoms of stroke, but time is of the essence. The sooner you can get in to be seen, the more likely doctors are able to treat and perhaps reverse or fix that stroke so that you don't have lifelong issues. Anything from weakness on one side of your body, difficulty speaking, difficulty with your vision or losing a portion of your vision, any symptoms that fall along those lines, you should get into the emergency department immediately.
Mm-hmm. Trouble with your speech, too, and walking, anything like
that. Trouble
with
your speech, looking in the mirror and seeing your face not looking normal. If one side of your face is drooping, if you have difficulty with your strength or with your sensation on one side of your body, or difficulty with balance. All of those things can be a sign of a stroke.
And the reason to get in early, I mean, I think, is because there are new treatments for stroke that we can do now.
If there's a blockage to the blood flow in your brain, controlling that area of the brain, there's medications we can give if you are seen in a timely manner to get rid of the blood clot that's in your brain. Or there are actually procedures where they can go up into your brain and pull out the blood clot. But both of these must be done within a certain period of time, because if that area of the brain is starved of oxygen or blood for long enough, it will simply die and there's nothing you can do to bring it back.
Yeah, that's very important. And then getting back to migraines, so women having migraines, actually, does that increases your risk a little bit potentially for having a stroke?
Well, it just means that the vessels in your brain are more sensitive to constricting or decreasing blood flow to your brain. So if you have any other risk factors on top of that, for example, if you have any blood clotting disorder, or if you take estrogens, which can make you more likely to have blood clots, or if you have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at a greater risk of having a stroke.
Yeah. And I think, you know, what's interesting is even though we're seeing smoking go down, we're seeing obesity rise, which is kind of like the new smoking. But I've noticed in the younger population of people, there are more smokers than in the, you know, you'd say 50 and above, who've maybe been through some heart trouble and stuff and know that they've had to quit. And it's true if you had a lifetime of smoking. But I see, you know, kids taking it up, and I'm sure that puts you at risk.
Yes, that's a huge risk factor for vascular disease or disease of the blood vessels. And smoking is just a poor health decision, and I think young people feel that they are, nothing can hurt them, and so they will make those poor choices.
Yeah, it's interesting and sad, and something that we really need to come around to understand how serious it is. So your best advice for people is to be healthy, exercise, and be proactive, no smoking. It's a very important thing. So I think this was an alarming study, and I think this is something that we need to take to heart about smoking and stroke in young people and the risk. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well and tune in to your health.